This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of North Valley Community Foundation, Shasta Regional Community Foundation, and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people in the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
Hi, my name is Sarah Knowlton, and I am the Assistant Director of Communications at Little Red Hen.
Hi, I'm David Marabella. I'm the Human Resources Manager for Little Red Hen.
So Little Red Hen is a local nonprofit. We do have the 5 retail locations. Our adults with developmental disabilities that work there are integrated into all aspects of the location. So depending on where they work, they are involved in receiving, displays, bringing people up.
So Little Red Hen started as a company in 2001. What happened is our executive director, her name is Teresa, had a son that was diagnosed with autism. And she was looking for, as a good mother would, what is he going to do in the future? What are the options out there? And she saw there weren't a whole lot of options. So she had the spark and started Little Red Hen. The whole idea was to find a place for Alex and her son Alex and other people with developmental disabilities, giving them options for employment, learning social skills, and just kind of being part of the community.
The span of what the employees do is, you know, pretty large. So, and if it's not a good fit for them, like they can work there for a while. And then if they have other abilities, some work at multiple locations. So we have some people that work in the gift shop and also in the online department, or some that work in our tools and trade department, which actually is a place where they learn job skills.
We focus on abilities, and that's also why we have so many different programs.
And our children's program serves over 100 children weekly from all different ages, small all the way up through teens. They might come in nonverbal, you know, and only able to kind of be in their own area. And then slowly, by working with instructors and being with the other kids, start getting socialized and able to kind of come out of their shell a little bit.
So adults with developmental disabilities are an underserved population. And there's an attitude out there with a lot of people that they're not capable of doing the kinds of jobs that other people do, but we're trying to change the perception. We don't want people to come into our store and go, oh, that's okay, they're disabled. That means we're not doing our job. Our success stories, I mean, they're really every day. They're happening. I work with people that, you know, they'll come in to us and they'll have a need to learn how to socialize. We had a woman working for us that if a man walked into the building, she would hide under the desk when she first started. And the growth I've seen in a person like that over several years, you know, she, you know, worked up to working our home and garden show and talking to our customers.
We're really lucky to have a very supportive community. A lot of people know about us, although some don't still. So the best thing is to tell all your friends about us, to come shop at our stores. All of the proceeds from the retail sales go back into our programs. And also we do have volunteer opportunities. So we would love to have community members come in. Just come into the stores, even if you don't want to buy something, come in, check it out. Also, there is donation at the locations as well as online at our website, littleredhen.org. So we would welcome people to check out our website, as well as any donations are, of course, appreciated.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good on North State Public Radio and have just heard about Little Red Hen, a nonprofit partner of the North Valley Community Foundation. Learn more at mynspr.org.